I'm sure that some of you, as you were looking through your bulletin, or maybe you were surprised when it said there was another message. And at that point, you probably then crossed yourself. Lord, spare us. It is true, the renaissance of our sacred spaces here at Bethany is nearly complete, and yet the renaissance of our souls is ongoing this side of heaven. I promise the sermon won't be ongoing, but we are called to be going on. For the greatest renaissance to which we pledged ourselves at the very beginning of this process was not the renewal of our property, but it was the renewal of each one of us personally and deeply. At the heart of the Renaissance is Jesus and is his word. Again, that same Redeemer that we cling to, that is our root and our fruit. That is what this whole process is about. We find him at work renewing and restoring, and when his words are put into action, we find that renewing and restoring and, might I say, renaissancing work ever going. And that happens in us and happens through us here at Bethany. You know, there's a well-known story about a fairly famous preacher who was a pastor of a congregation, and they had a massive campus renovation. And the preacher was renowned in the community, and oftentimes the news media would come and interview him on occasion, and they would talk to him. And when the interviews were being conducted, the person who would be conducting those interviews at some point would say, "Man, this is a beautiful facility." The pastor would always respond, "Yeah, but you should see the people." I think that's a great line. And I think that's a line we should be focusing on as we look to the end of our campus restoration, as we look to the continuance of the restoration in our hearts. The man, you should see the people. You should see the people that God gathers here. Now, the beautification of our campus, its revitalization, its renovation, and our property renaissance has been the focus of our financial contributions, our financial sacrifices, but also our physical labor for mind-bending choices and decisions that had to be made over the last few months. But this was never the ultimate end of our campaign. The greatest renewal we've sought through our Renaissance is the renewal of Jesus working in us and through us. I know you've heard it before, but you can't hear it enough, that Jesus loves us. Jesus lives for us. Jesus died for us. Jesus rose for us. Jesus forgives us. Jesus frees us. And Jesus speaks to us. And Jesus saves us. But Jesus also changes us. Jesus transforms us. The heart of the Renaissance is and always has been a renaissance of the heart. The renaissance of these sacred spaces, we pray, leads to the renaissance of many souls. And as Jesus goes to work on souls, his work is that of a master artist, shaping and transforming. And as Jesus' words are put into practice here in these spaces, we find renewing, renaissancing work ever ongoing. This is that fruit to those who have their root in the cross. The greater renaissance that we commit ourselves to today, which never ends until he who blessed them at Bethany at his ascension returns once again to give us the greatest blessing of all times. As we wrap up the renaissance of sacred spaces, we now wholeheartedly focus on the renaissance of souls. Now, if you remember, when we began this process, we began in prayer. Prayer for our campus, prayer for our community, prayer for those a long way away. And we're going to do the same thing today. We've been called to take the message of salvation, that renaissancing truth, that transformative power of the Holy Spirit from this place out and beyond. We're called to go to the four corners of the world, as Acts 1:8 reminds us, to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to rise as you're able, and we'll turn to the four corners of the world as we offer our prayer and our praise for what God has done through us, in us, and will continue to do for generations to come. For we pray for a renaissance here in our Jerusalem, so to speak. But we also continue to pray for a renaissance through us to our Judeas, our Samarias, and to the ends of the earth. So now I ask you to rise as you are able. You're already facing east. I'm going to ask you to face east as you are able as we pray. As we face to the east, the prophet said, "From the rising of the sun, your name is to be praised. Lord, today we pray that you would bless all of the neighborhoods to the east of our campus and beyond, in Lakewood and the Village, the Plaza, Cypress, Cerritos, and Los Alamitos. May we carry the good news of Jesus Christ to these places. Bless those who teach and learn at Concordia University in Irvine, Lutheran High School in Orin, and Crean Lutheran High. Guide those called to guide our district, serving at our district office, especially our president, Mike Gibson. We bless the Lord to the uttermost parts of the world as we ask your blessing upon the Wittenberg Project. Lord, in your mercy. If you're able, I'd like you to turn now towards the narthex. If not, fix your thoughts in that direction. And as we face west, we pray. The prophet said, "From the setting of the sun, your name is to be praised." Lord, today we pray that you would bless all of the neighborhoods to the west of our campus, in Lakewood and the Village, the Country Club, and those who serve and minister to Bixby Towers. From downtown and beyond, Lord, may we love and serve those who live there as if it were we who were serving and loving the Lord. Bless our sister church, The Gathering, Pacific Lutheran High School, Lutheran Social Services, Christian Outreach in Action, and those who dwell in the homes we have built through Habitat for Humanity. To the uttermost parts of the earth, Lord, we pray for those we partner in ministry at Valor Christian School for the Deaf and the Blind, and Happy Home Lutheran Orphanage in India, and Gorana Lutheran School in Cambodia. Lord, in your mercy. If you're able, I ask you to turn towards Arbor Road. If not, fix your thoughts in that direction. As we face north, we pray. The psalmist declared, "You created the north. Mount Tabor praises you." Lord, today we pray that you would bless all of the neighborhoods to the north of our campus. You promise that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. Yet individual congregations can die. Lord, bless, we pray, those who served and study at our sister congregations. We pray that you're with those who continue to serve in Southgate and Whittier, Downey and Norwalk. We're seeking ways to partner together for future ministry and kingdom blessings. Lord, to the uttermost parts of the earth, we lift up those communities which we have served in Alaska and for the ministry of Alaska Mission for Christ. Lord, in your mercy. If you're able, I ask you now to turn towards Friendship Square. If not, fix your thoughts in that direction. As we face the south, we pray. The psalmist declared, "You created the south. Mount Hermon praises you." Lord, today we pray that you would bless all the neighborhoods to the south of our campus, the Manor, the Estates, Los Altos and Belmont Shore. Bless Seal Beach and Huntington Beach, and may we bring the light of Christ to our coast. Bless all who teach and learn and administrate at Long Beach State and Long Beach City College. And to the uttermost parts of the earth, Lord, we pray your blessing on our mission partners in Kenya, including Britt and Mika Odemba, the ministry of Nuru Lutheran Media Ministry, and that of Fakisha. Lord, in your mercy. I invite you to center yourself again. Lord, you created the north and the south and are worthy of praise. From the sun that rises in the east and sets in the west, your name is to be praised. God, who we pray today for Bethany. For here at Bethany, you bless us. And as you did, so do so again. Having blessed us at Bethany, send us now to this place, from this place to our Judeas, Samarias, and to the uttermost parts of your world to be a blessing. Amen. I invite you now to join hands with those who are near and move to the center of our sanctuary as we join together in the prayer that our Lord has taught us. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven,